Alex, I know you were asked about it a couple of days ago, but just your first impressions on TV anyway of seeing Patrick Laine?
It's obviously, how I said all the time, those kids have talent, skills, and obviously it's nice when they have a chance to play in the NHL, they then blow up and play well. So, you know, it's always nice to see new players and new faces.
He said that he looked up to you when he was growing up. As a guy kind of on the other side of it, you say anything to him at all during the game on the ice if there's a chance or anything? Or
I think we played only a couple of times in the World Championship and World Cup, so we don't have lots of discussions and lots of talk, but obviously, you know, if we have a chance, why not?
Does it make you feel a little old when you hear someone say that they grew up idolizing you?
Well, yeah, I'm getting old, so you can't stop. You can't stop time. So,
was there anyone that you grew up idolizing in the NHL that was kind of a big deal that you got to play against?
I think in back time, like we don't have a TV, we don't have all the news, but what we heard was NHL, and of course we knew Fedorov, Larionov, like Lemieux, Gretzky, and you only watching videotapes, you know, you buy in the store videotapes, highlights, and the goals, like kids, fights, and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, yeah, like Lemieux, Ginla, like those guys, you know, Nolan, those guys, I grew up in. My favorite team was San Jose. Like I was cheering for them, especially when Nolan was there. So, but Fedorov, Bure, like all those Kings, you know, you grew up and you watch them, and you just want to be like them.
So, how'd you end up a Sharks fan?
Actually, it's a fun story. Like my friend, like one of my teammates back then, wore the hat of the Shark, and they're like, what is it? Because we don't know the team, and he said, like, it's a team of the San Jose. So I have a hat, I have a hoodie, I have a like a jacket, and Olof Dahlin, I think I remember Olof Dahlin. My dad gave me a jersey of Olof Dahlin, so it was on my wall, and you know, it's it was kind of fun, you know, be back then and remember those moments.
Barry's been kind of rolling four lines, and maybe that's led you to play a little bit less than you normally would. Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, right now we're winning, and that's the most important thing. Obviously, it, you know, we'll see what's happening in the future, but if we down one or, you know, two, like, we'll always play our minutes. Obviously, right now it's the most important thing to take those points for future. You know, you still have almost 90 games left, so or 70 games left, and you're still gonna have your minutes.